Symbolism and My First Night, referring to a narration about an incident relating to keys in Sri Ramanashramam, Louis Bass of the United Kingdom wrote to us the following reflective reminiscence. Louis made his first visit to Sri Ramanashramam in 2009. I am reminded of how S.S. Cohen lost the keys to his suitcase on arrival, then forgot all about them on finding himself alone with Bhagavan in the old hall. When, after a while, I became aware of my environment, I saw him looking at me with large, penetrating eyes wreathed in smiles rendered divinely soothing by their childlike innocence. All of a sudden, I felt something fall in my lap and heard the jingling of keys, my keys. It was only when I read Guru Ramana for the second or possibly third time that the symbolism of those keys landing in his lap finally hit me. The beauty of it is that they were the keys to something Cohen already owned, which he had thought were lost far away in the station or the town, but which seemed to materialize from the heavens as he sat staring at Bhagavan. The suitcase was already his. It was never really lost. Yet, somehow, only Bhagavan could restore it to him. It is almost too perfect, and I love the childlike delight Bhagavan seems to have derived from the whole little game. So many of these symbolic incidents seem to have taken place around Bhagavan, especially when people first arrived. Have I ever told you what happened to me on my first night? I had somehow become disoriented and convinced myself that the taxi had deposited me on the other side of the road or in some remote compound far from the ashram proper. I had been told that few first-time visitors were allowed to stay in the main ashram. I thought I would have to wait until morning when the gates opened before I could go and look at all those places I had looked forward to seeing for so long, assuming I could even find my way there. Anyway, unable to sleep, I thought I would take a wander around in the dark and investigate my new surroundings. Almost at once, I saw up ahead a large, dimly illuminated building. Intrigued, I went to peer through the window and saw, to my utter astonishment, a black statue of Bhagavan sitting cross-legged and facing away from me. Only then did I realize that, far from being exiled to some remote corner, I was in the very heart of the ashram, and that this was the famous Samadhi Hall I had heard so much about and traveled so far to see. Not only that, but I was all alone there. Having expected this first encounter to happen amidst crowds and bustle, I felt as if I had been granted a private audience, the eeriness of which only made it all the more beautiful and thrilling. Eventually, I walked round the corner, peered through another window, and had a second shock, for there was Bhagavan's couch. If you had told me a few years ago that a couch or any item of furniture for that matter could assume such mystical significance, I would have thought you were quite insane. Yet, to look through that window in the dark and realize that I was all alone in the middle of the night with that couch was an extraordinary experience. These little incidents would seem trivial enough if one didn't feel that, like the business with Cohen's keys, they had all been scripted and stage managed by him, and perhaps such symbolic communication is all the more poignant and important for us who have never been lucky enough to see anyone sitting on that couch. I felt he was telling me something in the clearest and simplest terms possible. I had thought he was far away from me, when all the time he was right under my nose. I had assumed I had ages left to wait and many hurdles still to overcome, whereas in fact I only had to take one simple little step before he appeared to announce that my journey was already over. The moment I had imagined for so long and pictured in so many different ways happened to creep up on me so stealthily that I didn't even see it coming until it was all over.